EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 3A, Easy to Understand and Subtitling, Element 2, Linguistic Aspects. Video Lecture, Subtitling Parameters, Editorial Aspects. My name is Sofia Bernabé from the Internationale Hochschule Este in München in Germany. This video lecture discusses what editorial parameters can be considered in easy to understand subtitling to meet the needs of persons with reading and learning difficulties. Editorial parameters concern four main linguistic categories: grammar, mechanics, usage, and style. These categories are related to the tasks of making language and to how a language is used. Grammar rules help us to construct sentences to communicate in written and spoken language. Mechanics refers to rules such as spelling, punctuation, or capitalization. These are rules that apply in writing. Then we have language usage. Language usage refers to the way words or phrases are commonly used. Lastly, there is a style, which refers to the choices that we make. For instance, when we use a more standard language instead of slang, or when we use general words instead of specialized terms or terminology. Correctness and simplicity are known maxims of text simplification. Communication becomes more precise and straightforward when we use correct grammar. By using proper grammar, participants interact on the same ground. This way, misunderstandings can be avoided, and a large number of speakers can participate. However, following the rules of a language and using them correctly does not ensure that the audience can easily understand a message. This is also true in subtitling. It is for this reason that we should always prioritize rules that are both more standard or commonly used and simple. Let's take a look at some choices that also support simplification in subtitling. Simple sentences, as opposed to compound sentences, help us to express one idea in one sentence, which is a key recommendation in text simplification. Another way of simplifying a sentence is to order or to arrange the elements in the sentence according to the order that is most common in your language. For instance, in English, the standard order is subject, verb, object. This is also the case in many languages. Approximately 45% of the languages follow this order. Being explicit is also a simplification strategy. Grammatically, we can be more precise by using the active voice. When we use the active voice, we're always telling the audience who or what is doing an action. Contracted forms may be difficult to read on screen. When we use I've instead of I have, we're expecting from the reader that she or he reconstructs the word or expression himself or herself. This might be challenging for some audiences. Lastly, audiences may also experience difficulties when we use special characters on screen. We could minimize the use of special characters in subtitling by avoiding the use of suspension or ellipsis points at the end of a subtitle event. This is already the case in some countries, also for standard subtitles. Presenting one idea per sentence is a key recommendation in easy to understand and in easy to read, particularly. From an editorial perspective, correct grammar, punctuation, and spelling can help us to frame the beginning and the end of a simple sentence and the message within. Sometimes this is fairly easy. The dialogue on the screen provides us with an example. The two speakers introduce themselves, First, Mike. Hello, I'm Mike. Then Ole. I'm Ole. Both interventions are short, which allow us to use one subtitling event with two lines with one simple sentence that convey one idea each. Sometimes this process is not so straightforward. In this next example, the original subtitle event introduces two related ideas in one compound sentence. From an editorial perspective, these are two independent sentences that could be divided into two simple ones. This way, we could miss the goal of having one idea in one sentence. The original, but now I use a pen, comma, and they're even more afraid, full stop, would then become, but now I use a pen, full stop, next line, and they are even more afraid, full stop. Sometimes a sentence that conveys one idea is long and produces a two-line subtitle event. In this example now, the original sentence is everyone takes it for granted that you can read, full stop. The sentence has a total of 48 characters, so we need to split it into two lines. The easy to understand recommendation is to split or to segment a sentence where we would pause when reading is loud. According to this, we would segment the sentence before the pronoun that. These segmentations has also enabled us to keep together the expression to take it for granted, which will be meeting the expectations of an English-speaking person. Let's simplify now a subtitle event using different editorial parameters. So we have here a compound sentence that comprises two subtitle events and three lines altogether. The complete sentence is, I've also made shorter paragraphs, comma, next subtitle event, and added a space here, new line, so you have time to think, full stop. Let's create a simplified version in three steps. Step one. Here, we could create simple sentences for each of the three ideas. First, we will replace the comma at the end of the first event by a full stop to create a simple sentence. That is, I have also made shorter paragraphs, full stop. Similarly, we could create two simple sentences with an idea each in the second subtitle event. Here, we need to start with a capital letter, and we can also add a subject to the second sentence. The new sentence is now, and I have added a space here, full stop. Lastly, we can use the conjunction then to start the last sentence. The third sentence reads now, then you have time to think, full stop. By adding then, we were able to keep the same meaning as in the original, that is, that the sentence introduced by then is the consequence of the previous ones, namely, that you now have more time to think because space was added and paragraphs are shorter. In step two, we can focus on resolving the contracted and compound forms. I've also made can be replaced by the simple form I may. We could also replace the term paragraphs by a more general word like bits or groups. If you watch the original video, the speaker has a paragraph in front of him and makes a gesture showing that he has shortened the paragraph. In step three, we can consider language usage and style. These changes are less problematic here because we are dealing with an interlingual subtitles. The original version of the video was in Swedish. For instance, we can consider using the expression I used shorter paragraphs instead of I made shorter paragraphs. Finally, we can consider deleting the article a or a to use the more idiomatic expression and I added space here. Altogether, we were able to simplify a sentence by undertaking actions concerning grammar, mechanics, usage, and style. To recap, we can say that on the one hand, the different linguistic categories have enabled us to simplify the subtitles. On the other, some of the changes may have also triggered some questions. For instance, whether if avoiding contracted forms makes a subtitle less faithful to the speaker's style of speech and register, or to what extent such changes can also be done in case of intralingual subtitles. This video lecture has been prepared by Rocío Bernabé from the Internationale Hochschule Este in München in Germany, in collaboration with the Universidad de Vigo in Spain. We would like to thank the producers of the original video for their permission to use the material for this video lecture. You can reach me at rocio.bernabe@sti-munchen.de.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01, KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.